I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. We introduced you to a bit of particle physics in our GeoQuiz today. We're looking for the location of the Large Hadron Collider, or LHC. The Large Hadron Collider was built to smash particles at super high speeds. Scientists are hoping that's going to lead to fundamental new insights into the laws of the cosmos. Kate McAlpine is a science writer for CERN, that's the European Organization for Nuclear Research. Kate, where is it and where are you?
I am at CERN, a few kilometers to the west of Geneva, and the Large Hadron Collider straddles that border between Switzerland and France.
Okay, and we're making Geneva, Switzerland, the answer to our GeoQuiz. What is the collider all about?
The collider is all about smashing the tiny bits of matter together and trying to figure out some of the biggest questions in the universe. The Large Hadron Collider is actually a big circle. It has two beams of protons that travel in opposite directions around it. And then there are big caverns underground. And in the middle of each of these big detectors, the protons are going to come together and hit. Then you'll get explosions of other particles coming out of that energy that's packed into a tiny space.
This is all happening underground. How many feet underground?
300.
How are you even going to know if it happens?
Oh, they're going to see all sorts of particles spraying out. When those particles hit the detectors, they create what's called a shower. And so it'll be pretty obvious when the protons start colliding.
You can see it in the detectors. You can't see it with the bare eye, though.
It's far too small to see and far too dangerous. It's really high radiation inside the caverns when this is going on. But the particles that are created, they disappear so quickly that the radiation doesn't really last very long in the caverns after the machine is switched off.
Yeah.
300 feet of rock really takes care of any radiation hazard.
But this gets to some of the concern of people who are dissenters to this project who say, look, this could cause some kind of big chain atomic reaction that could destroy the Earth. Do you give any kind of credence to their concerns?
No, because there are cosmic rays that are passing through the Earth all the time. And a lot of them come from the sun, but you get some really high energy ones that are coming from supernova out in space. Those high-energy cosmic rays are so much more powerful than what the LHC is going to be able to create.
So you're saying if it was going to happen, it would have happened already?
Yes.
Well, we all hope that you're right. Okay, and the bottom line of what you want to discover and what the scientists there, obviously, what CERN wants to discover through this is what?
To find out what the universe is made of and what the rules are. They're taking a closer look at matter and how it was created in the Big Bang. They're also looking at, are there extra dimensions of space? What is dark matter that is apparently holding galaxies together? And I really think the bottom line of the Large Hadron Collider is scientific curiosity. I mean, you have to want to know what the universe is made of, how it works, what are the rules.
All right. Now, if anybody wants to find out more, they actually may learn something through this rap song that you have recorded that's on YouTube. People can see it at theworld.org. Okay, so give us maybe, you know, the line that you're most proud of in the rap.
Oh, antimatter is sort of like matter's evil twin. Because except for charge, antihadin is a sin, it's the same for a particle and its anti-self. But you can't store an antiparticle on any shelf.
That was good. Keep going.
When matter is created from energy, which is exactly what they'll do in the LHC, you get matter and antimatter in equal parts. And they try to take this back to when the universe starts, the Big Bang.
Back when all the matter exploded, but the amount of antimatter was somehow eroded. Because when we look around, we see that matter abounds, but the antimatter is nowhere to be found. That's why.
Kate McAlpine, who wrote and performed this Large Hadron Collider rap. You can find a link to the YouTube video again at our website, theworld.org. Nice job, Kate. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks very much.